You ready, ready, lady?
I've done that.
We're professionals here. You're gonna understand how the broadcast is.
Yeah.
We ratchet, but legit.
I'm so straightforward.
You're gonna fit in well here.
Enough boy talk. It's time for the broadcast. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And then for the first time ever, we have the very lovely Cece.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Cece, you hear her on KISW on Saturdays for a very long time. 10 to 2?
No, 6 to, she's six, our schedule.
It's 6 to 10, that's what it is. And then early Sunday mornings, 2 to 6.
Ooh, that's right. That's what I was getting confused on.
Yes.
Wow, what do you, do you do some sexy talk, 2 to 6? Woo, I you know, think middle of the night.
There's the middle of the night is for us, 6 o'clock.
No, 2 to 6 a.m.
Oh, okay. Sundays. I thought for some reason I was thinking night. I was like afternoon. I'm really tired. I've had like probably a total of like 15 hours of sleep in the last 4 days. Whoa. So
what have you been doing?
Comic-Con prep.
Oh.
Lovely. I didn't know you were really into that.
Yes. Huge nerd. And this is my first year dressing up in a very long time. But before we get into all the craziness that is the broadcast, I do want to mention that we have a phone number that you can call us at or text us. It is 253-778-6029. We also have an email address, thebroadcast999@gmail.com. We also have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter that you can check us out, thebroadcast999. And there's a dash on the Facebook. So yeah, find us, like us, follow us, all that good stuff.
Yes.
But before we do get into Comic-Con talk, we actually did get a text message looking for some advice, actually.
Oh, well, we are very smart females, so.
This is the place to call.
Right? Yeah. See, I was getting my pen ready, but I realized Sage is in here today, so I feel like the amounts of swears is going to be very low. Because normally it's at least 10.
I don't know. Cece looks like a crazy one over there.
Well,
so.
Yeah, I do have a sailor mouth, but I will keep it clean. I'll Maybe. Try.
All right. So this is it's from our buddy Moose, who has written in before.
Moose.
He says, "Hey, ladies. So this month I'll officially have been single for a year. I was in a 7-ish year relationship that ended in divorce, and I've been struggling dating. I either get friend zoned or just end up in a friends with benefit type situation. Any tips on what I should do or what I may be doing wrong? I prefer to be in a relationship. Being single is fun, but I need a boo. By the way, Vicky, you should totally get a party bus. Thanks, guys." So the party bus, to kind of fill Cece in. So my high school graduation's coming up. And I was the nerd. I got picked on a lot. And a lot of people like have reached out to me, like wanting to be my friends. I'm like, you don't realize that you were a complete a-hole to me?
Yeah.
For a long time? Like, and now you want to be my friend? Or you were friends? Like, you watch people bully me and you're okay with it? Like,
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of do the whole, like, movie thing where I come in looking awesome and hot and have a party bus and just look like a total badass. But I was debating if that's going to make me look like a douchebag. Like, is that really going to help?
Hell no.
I don't know.
You know, if it makes you happy internally, then do it and don't worry about nothing else.
I like it.
Yeah. I was like, you about to look like a douchebag.
But Moose says I should totally do it. But anyways, getting back to Moose, he's been single for a year. It was a 7-year relationship. So he's done the friends with benefits. He's done the friend zone thing.
That's so tough nowadays.
I'm thinking, how are you meeting these people? That's what I want to know.
I was wondering, too. Yeah.
Probably online, I would assume.
Because that's the problem. And I was watching this video online. It was saying, like, what is the number one problem with dating today? Or with our, like, you know, younger people or whatever. It is the fact that it is so disposable. It's like, oh, you know, we get in one little fight or you're doing something I don't necessarily like. Cool. I'll just get on my phone and just pick from the buffet to the, like, the first person that says yes to me. Like,
yeah. And I would even like, I would like, at first I would say write on your profile that you're looking for a serious relationship or whatnot. But some people don't even read those.
No.
They legit just like, we'll look at your picture and then we'll swipe up. Like, they won't even pay attention to what it actually says you like or don't like or want or don't want.
I feel like we should be like, we should start a revolution where we get rid of dating sites or stop using them if you really legit want to find somebody. Because that's
but I nobody mean, talks to anyone around here.
No, not in Seattle. That's the hard part. And that's, you know, I've been single for 3 years now.
Yeah. See, I've been single for 4 years and I just started dating. Like, I did not try at all for 3.5 years.
Because you didn't want to or because you wanted to.
Well,
you were just kind of waiting.
Does this include the casual encounters?
It does.
Oh.
Yeah. But I had just gotten
sober. That means you haven't been laid in three and a half years?
No. I'm saying recently, like, I've been out there.
Oh, okay.
But for like 3 years, I didn't. But I had just gotten sober, so I was trying to figure out who I was as a person. And they say, take a year. I took 3 years. And now this whole Tinder thing, I get what he's saying. It's so impersonal, so easy to just be ghosted and be like, oh, right. You know.
So are you on Tinder now?
I am.
Oh, okay. How is it kind of, have you gone on a few dates yet?
I have.
How they've gone?
Well, I was single so long that I'm so picky. And so it's kind of like, I'm like that. Like if they do one thing wrong, I'm like, eh.
I'll just go swipe right somewhere else.
And see, like I did online dating from like 21-ish to about, like, I think I stopped doing, like, on and off until like this past year. So for quite a few years. And I've met a lot of interesting people that I now consider my friends. Which, oddly enough, it's like, I've seen you naked, but I think I like you better as a friend. And it's like, yeah, actually, let's stay really good buddies. And we are.
So you're doing exactly what Moose
is experiencing. Like, and it's like, I honestly don't think, if you're looking for love, I don't think you're going to necessarily find it online anymore. Like, it's just, that's just how
grow
it's evolved.
Grow some kahunas and actually talk to the person in real life. Like, for me, if a guy approaches me, especially... not even necessarily at a bar or a club or anything, because alcohol, definitely, that's like liquid courage for anyone kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But like even at a coffee shop or at a gas station, been there, done that.
Yeah.
But
they offered her a stick of gum. She said yes.
Yeah. And that's how it, you know, to me, in my mind, I'm like, wow, this guy actually has the courage to come talk to me in real life rather than just type it on a phone or something.
And that scares people sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get shot down a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But isn't
it? It's worth it, though. I mean, it's like, I mean...
Your answer is always no if you don't try.
Right.
I heard that one time.
Yeah. I wonder how old Moose is, because I know it's different. Like, I'm in my late 30s, and you guys are in your 20s. And so
Late 20s.
So,
yeah,
I
how
wonder,
is it for the late 30s?
It's...
You look great, by the way.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I thought you were early 30s.
No, it's, you know, all those cigarettes and drugs and alcohol that I It's weird, but there are a lot of men. I like the older men, usually my age or a few years older anyways. Mm-hmm. They have their stuff together, most of them. And most of them are either divorced, but like I won't date anybody with lots of kids.
Like, what's your cutoff with kids? Like one, two, none?
I've never dated anybody with kids. So.
That is my number one deal breaker. I mean, even as I'm like younger, but still I'm not ready to be a mom, period. And I'm sure as hell not ready to be a stepmom, period.
Because I feel like that in its own is like a whole nother web of just complications.
A hot ass mess.
Because you have to deal with, like, even if they are getting along, like, you still have the ex to deal with, the kids that, you know, and then how much authority you can reign over them and not, and then all that stuff.
Yeah. It sounds terrible, but it's so true.
Yeah, like, I won't date a guy with kids. Like, I know once I get to a certain age, I'm going to change my mind. It's not going to be a big deal. And I've kind of, like, had stuff going on with guys with kids, but it was very short-lived. It was like, look, let's just have our fun. Let's do our whirlwind romance. And then when it's done, it's done.
Right.
And you've never been married, right?
I have. I am a divorcee. Yeah, I was married for a year and a half, but we were together 9 years. He's actually a musician here in Seattle.
Oh.
Oh, so what a coincidence.
Never again will I date a musician.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's all that's in Seattle.
That's another no. No say, kids,
you,
no musicians.
Do you notice that on Tinder, by the way, when I was on Tinder? Oh. Everyone has, like, plays guitar.
A picture of them playing guitar, too.
Hiking. Everyone's like, oh, fitness is important to me.
Or what's the ski goggles? That's all they have on. It's like, I can't even see your face, dude. What?
It's like, there's a reason. That means your face is probably not so pretty.
That's so true. Yeah. Actually, I didn't even think of that. Like, you can't see their face. I'm like, oh, you like the snow in the wilderness. We get it. But then I'm like, oh, I can't. I don't even know what you look like.
I love the ones where, like, they have a hot body, but you never see their face. So I'm like, either you're a catfish.
A butterface. Oh.
Or a butterface.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I will take this back about the kids thing, because there's one dude that I'm actually into, and he does have two kids.
Ooh.
But he surpasses that subject matter. But I have not.
He's so awesome.
Yeah, well, he's interesting. I'll just put it that way. Anyone that can interest me is I mean, it takes
your
a lot.
Interest.
Yeah.
And, how many dates have you guys been on?
Two.
Oh, and you're still talking?
Yes.
Yeah, well, my girl.
Okay, here's one thing that we can maybe tell Moose. You know what it's boiled down to is these people on the other end, they don't know what they want. And so that's why they're constantly just like, you know, kind of backing away. It's like, you know, it's like, do you know what you want? Then let's go out, you know. But with this guy, I asked him today. Actually, I texted him. I'm like, just let me know, like, if you're going to ask me out again. I go, if you have to think about it, then we should probably not hang out because I want somebody who knows what they want, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Straightforward. How did he reply to that?
He didn't.
He hasn't yet. Oh,
but then he put a comment on my Facebook page. I'm like,
no.
Bitch, what?
No, my ex-boyfriend used to do that all the time. I would text him and he wouldn't respond to me. And then I'd see him post something on social media. And I'm like, you're using the same device to do both of these.
Right.
Dudes out there. Whoa. And females. If you guys do that, don't do that. Like that. It's something so stupid. But and then I call him out for it. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, you don't want to say good morning or like I love you back or anything, but you can post a stupid thing on your wall. Like, I don't understand. And then I look crazy and I sound crazy right now because I'm so passionate about it. But I don't get it. I just don't get it.
It's like he's avoiding being one-on-one with you. It's like there's a buffer if you do it on social media. It sounds like a cop out. He's a wuss.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you said that you were so like straightforward is because I met a guy a few weeks ago and it was all good and whatnot. And then it was kind of on and off, and I was at my other job, and I was talking to some of the guys there, and I was like, I really just want to text him and ask him out on a date. Like, yeah. I just want to do it. Like, he seems very shy, so maybe I'll just put the ball in my court. And then half the guys were like, no, don't do that. That sounds kind of desperate and whatnot. And then the other...
It's not desperate. You got to go for it.
And the
sometimes.
Other guys were like, no, you should do it. That's super cool. Like, yeah if he's not going to make the move, make the move. And so, like, I did it, and he... was cool with it, but not nearly as excited as I wanted him to be. There was no exclamation mark. There was no smiley face. He was.
Those
like,
are actually really important.
Yeah, and so he was just like, I said, hey, when you're in town again, I want to take you out sometime. And he said, of course. Or he said, where? And I was like, I don't know. I don't got a plan. I was just seeing if you were down, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I'd be down. Didn't respond. I know. Yeah. What is that? But at least like that I know. But I'm so more of like, Don't ghost me. If you're not feeling it,
just be straight up.
Just tell me.
Apparently, we're on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
So go to our Facebook page. You can watch the video of Sage freaking bombarding
us. You can watch
us.
Our greatness happening.
Sage like distracting so the crap amazing. Out of us.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
She just really wanted to be in on this.
Yeah,
she
did.
I miss you, guys.
Apparently, she has
the microphone's
lunch
on,
date.
By the way.
Yeah. She walks by every day in my studio and will scare the crap out of me each time.
Every day.
Yeah.
What do you do? Just your face?
Thanks.
Oh, but I'm
no, I like walk up behind her or I'll stand in the window and she doesn't notice and then
and
she screams.
That's what Rev does to me all the time, especially over there with that damn mask.
Oh, right. it was really creepy.
And we used to have like other really weird masks and I'm so easily scared. So, and he loves it.
Is it that white mask? Oh, this one right there.
There's
one
and there used to be another one that was just like.
I remember that.
Oh, I hated it so much.
I remember which one. It looks like a Jabberwocky mask.
Yeah. But creepier.
Anyways, well, Sage, since you're here, do you want to answer a quick question to Moose? He basically said he is in a 7-year relationship, ended with divorce. He's been single for about a year now. He either gets friend-zoned or in a friends with benefits type situation. He would rather be in a relationship. He just would like some advice on that. What may I be doing wrong? So it's either...
How do you not get friend-zoned and how do you like get a relationship
Or not
days?
Friends with benefits.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm the wrong person to ask.
Right, well, I was saying like, I think we should give up on... Like, if you're looking for an actual relationship, give up on online dating. I know some people it has worked for, but not really. But, oh well.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard this day and age to find anyone to commit.
Why is that? Because we're all giving it up, so it's tough.
My personal philosophy on it is that there are so many options out there, so when you get into a relationship, you start to think, is there something better?
Or
is there someone else
out
there?
Or even if, like, any little thing we were just saying, too, it's like, you do this, or you didn't do that, you didn't, you know...
Yeah,
put an extra smiley face on that text. Oh, I'll just find somebody else who will give me all the emojis.
Yeah, it's not like the 1950s where you just kind of stick in it.
Well, it's also like, you know, you have more choices, not so much like, well, it's in the palm of your hand, literally. And you're like, okay, cool. So
literally
get rid of it. If that is what, if you cannot find a relationship and you're doing the online dating, I will tell you now, just don't. If you've never tried it and want to start, go for it. It might be a different situation for you, but. No, it's if it hasn't given you results by now.
I've only had one relationship off of online dating and that ended, obviously.
How long was the relationship?
6 months.
Oh,
it was a good relationship, though. It really was. But
was it worth it? Like what? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a positive thing. I mean,
the only reason why I still have some sort of faith in online dating.
Yeah, I mean, I have a friend who met her girlfriend, and they're engaged now, and I have another one who, whatever. I don't know. I've never done it, but then again, I haven't had sex in a few months, so I don't know if I don't know if I'm a good example of.
But you did want to talk about something, Sarah, that involves sex.
Yes, I do.
All right, well,
sexy time.
Sign off.
Oh, all right,
bye.
People need to listen to the podcast to hear that.
You're gonna miss this greatness. And I do want your answer at some point, Sage, with this.
I'm so glad you came in. We love you.
I love you. Very much.
I want to bring up the topic of public sex.
All right.
Yes. I was talking with my girlfriend, one of my friends, who's been in a relationship for a while, and public sex kind of came up in topic, and I think public sex is awesome. And she,
Illegal
and kind of adventurous and fun. And she has never done it and never really has even had the want to do it. And I would think, like, with a boyfriend, they've been in a relationship for a long time, I feel like it would be so fun to spice it up and, like, do it here or there or anywhere, you know? So I just, like, thought everyone kind of wants to, but maybe
or
not.
Has at least
or,
some point.
Yeah.
See, because I used to do it all the time, but it was out of necessity. Like, we couldn't do it in our houses because we were teenagers.
Oh, yeah. Where did you go then?
Everywhere. So, like, we were the joke in our group. We were part of the goth, friend group, and we were, like, one of the couples. You know, Zafiki and Sunny.
Oh, cute.
We had sex in the school bathroom. We had sex in, it was kind of like the ticket
during
booth.
School hours?
It was after, that day was after school. And then we did once, it's like a ticket booth for like the football games when you go in to pay.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember like we went by like when I was in PE and I realized that the door isn't, it's locked, but you could just push it open. So we went in, we missed lunch and we ran in and did that during lunch.
Nice. Oh my goodness.
What a little rebel.
I lost my virginity on the high school bleachers. They've been torn down since and they put new ones up. So
yeah, that's the way to go. So your DNA's gone then.
And then, okay. And like all the condoms we would stuff in the little slots because it was like a wooden one. So yeah. Because hey, like, where else were we going to put them?
At least use protection.
Yeah. Sarah.
I'm surprised you like didn't get splinters in your ass or something.
No, and it was December, so maybe the splinters were just like frozen, like all the wood was frozen, so that's why.
Oh yeah, it was
December. It was cold. We made it happen.
Yeah. Was it pretty quick though? I'm assuming high school or no? You were pros?
No, well, it was like the first time we were real nervous, so I don't think anything really happened.
You're just like, I did this. This is cool.
It's like, okay, we walked away. It's like, oh my God, we're not virgins anymore. We're not virgins anymore. This is so nerve-wracking. Oh, my dad's picking us up. Is he going to know, like, just by the look of my face, that
do
I'm not a virgin
smell
anymore?
Like my first time literally lasted like 37 seconds.
Oh my
I
God.
Kid you not.
I think mine did too.
Which was Easter. Totally fine because I was like,
it was on Easter.
That's awesome.
At church or something?
No.
It was like, but which I was fine with because I was like, this is painful. And then I was over and I was like, what?
Here's the thing that people don't realize. Like everyone, I remember, did you guys remember when you were younger? Everyone's like, oh, sex is going to hurt like the first 10 times.
Yeah.
Then you'll like it. I'm like, nobody ever teaches, hey, maybe if you do some like pre-workout stuff, it's not going to hurt.
Yeah,
I mean, there's something that's going to hurt a little, but it's going to hurt a lot less than you think it does if you do a little work first.
Yeah, they just scare you. And then I was thinking, people really save that for marriage. Like, if you're doing that, good for you, but you're going to be so disappointed.
I was saving it for marriage. That lasted till I was 15.
Yeah, well, especially I'm from the Midwest, Nebraska, and that is a huge thing. They're very religious there and very, like I was a single girl there and no children in my 30s, and I was there for, like, 3 years before I came back, and they all just assumed that I slept around and, you know, it's like, oh, she's not married. And they would always say to me, oh, honey, one day you're going to find somebody. I'm like, I'm not looking.
You know? I'm fine on my own.
That's
you.
Like my family reunions because I'm 27 and I go to a Mexican family reunion. It's like, oh, honey, do you have a boyfriend yet? I'm like, oh, no.
Yes.
It's like, you see anyone? It's like, do you find, like, you don't have any? I'm like, nope, I'm totally good. Like, oh, okay, honey, we're praying for you.
Oh, no.
And I'm sitting,
funny.
And I'm like, only because my mother was there. And like, everything I don't say is for my mother. It's like, my mom needs to know how much I love her. Because if it was up to me, I would have said some awful things to my family members. I'd be like, no, it's okay. I get banged on a regular basis. In fact, I'm going to go blank somebody right after this. So I appreciate your prayer. Just pray for me not to get pregnant.
There you go.
And then ask them, when's the last time you had sex?
Yeah. Well, no, she had like a maybe I'm the swearer ones. I didn't say it.
I almost said it to you just because. I don't know why.
I'm passionate. You know, well, you know, you have a bunch of kids there. You know, how's that going for you? You and your husband are unhappy.
A slut.
No. She's married. Like, all it was all with one guy, so, but it was just like, cool.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
My dad and mom, like, I mean, they don't really care, but at my age now, they would have been married to each other. And so when I still live with my dad, so whenever I'm like, need to change a light bulb or need something done around the house or really anything in my life because I can't function, my dad's like, God, we need to find you a man. But nowadays he says, God, we need you to find you a man or a woman, whatever you're into.
Anything, just anything, anything that will get you out of my house.
And this guy has a lot to compete with. He's going to basically be competing with your dad.
I know, which honestly, that's a tough position.
Yeah. He's going to have the patience of a saint.
He will. Or we'll have to. Yeah. Or the woman. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
My dad's like, where are the men? Well, what about the woman? Anyone.
The goblins, the trolls, something from another dimension. Anything will take you away.
So to the public sex thing, I dated a police officer.
We've always wanted to go there.
You know, so sexy. I think it's a girl thing.
I've never dated an army man or any of. Well, a Navy guy, but never in their outfit. I want a police officer next.
That'd be sexy.
Well, anyways, and he was. Oh man, he was big, tall. Oh yeah. Anyways, he told me a bunch of stories how they deal with that constantly. And most of the time they just let him go because they have other things they need to go to, but they say those are the most fun when they bust those.
I got busted once too.
Did you? Did they let you go?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I've gotten busted a couple times because I've done it multiple places. Most of it happened with my first boyfriend, the one I lost my virginity to because we were in high school, didn't have a place to do it at. So we'd go in the backwoods of the high school. We'd go into there's like a trail around the school, and then it leads you to the houses back there so kids could walk to school. So people were walking one way, not noticing us, but the second three girls walked this opposite way, they saw us. But I was wearing his hoodie, so you couldn't see my face, so we quickly, ran and, changed hoodies, changed hats and stuff. And then we did it in the this is a true story, Spokane Mall bathroom, because his mom wouldn't let us have sex in their house because he moved to Spokane.
I love how it's Spokane Mall bathroom. If it was like a Bellevue or something, it's a little better.
Yeah, but go sit on they have those couches in all the Bellevue bathrooms. That's common knowledge.
They do, actually.
You'd be having sex over in Spokane.
Yeah, Spokane. Spokompton. His mom specifically said, do not have sex in our house. She was really fun about it, but I was like, okay. And he loved his mom. He was going to disappoint mom. So we had to find the only place we could, and we found it. And it happened. So whenever anybody would come in, I just put my feet up. So it makes it look like he's using the toilet. A lot of people are lining up for the other toilet. And I'm sitting here looking back. I'm like,
this is
crazy. Disgusting.
That's so awkward.
10 years ago. No, this is over 10 years ago this happened. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is pretty gross. I can't fathom doing that again. With people going number one and number two next to me.
Well, and if there was a line too, they probably all thought the dude you were with was having a real problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's okay.
So did you wait for them to leave and then you
just continue? Yeah.
And then
it was part of at the time though. I remember it being very exhilarating.
And there's so many fetishes out there. I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've noticed with the online dating. They're normal at first, and then these fetishes come out. For instance, I dated this. He was an attorney. Okay.
Damn. You fancy.
No. We went on a few dates.
Was he the one you were really feeling that you wrote that Facebook status?
Yes.
Okay.
We went on a few dates and everything was wonderful. And then all of a sudden he goes, I have this thing and I don't think I could seriously date any woman unless she complies or wants to do this as well. He wanted to be with a girl that was willing to go around and be with other men and then come back and tell him about it.
Cuckold.
Yep.
Cuckold.
I just learned that term, Vicky.
I've never heard of that term.
I had a guy friend who...
A girlfriend.
I had a girlfriend whose boyfriend actually loved this.
Yeah.
She would go and, not to get too graphic, but she required evidence that she was with another guy, you know.
Yeah.
She would come back and
they would get it on.
Wait, what's this evidence?
You know, liquid from a man. Yes.
Stuff.
You know.
And he would just,
I thought of the condom, maybe.
And he would.
Wow.
Yes. There's some
interesting
fetishes.
See, that doesn't bother me. I had another guy I was seeing.
You just wait, Sarah.
I was seeing a guy. He had a thing where he's like, I want a dude to have sex with you, but I want to be underneath and watch.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Did you do it?
No, we never. He ghosted me, but he ended up, I started putting the pieces together because I was only hanging out with him because he was so weird. And I'm like, you're kind of crazy. I'm bored. I want to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, wait. I wasn't really hanging out. He's like, I love you. I'm like, yeah.
He said, I love you.
He's like, I've never told anybody I love them before. And I'm like, I'm not saying it back.
Poor guy.
I'm like, I told him straight up. I'm like, I'm not saying it back.
Good for
My
you.
Mind is blown right now. Okay, wait a second. I just need to back this up a little bit. So this guy told you that.
Yeah.
Said, I want you to go out and do whatever you want with other dudes, but you come back and have to tell me about it. So would he do the same with women or no?
And I asked him that, and he goes, it is nothing to do with me wanting to be with other women. He goes, it is all about you doing this. While I'm sitting at home, you are doing this with this person. And knowing that you're going to come straight back to me and we're going to get it on. Well, first he said, I'm going to talk really sweet to you and then we're going to get, you know.
Dirty.
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to be walking like side to side for a long time. Right. Ariana Grande song. But for a real long time, if you're like doing it and then you come to him and then you're doing it again.
Yeah.
And then like next night you're out doing it with a rando. And then, whoa. That's a lot.
I mean, it doesn't like weird me out just because I know a lot of people that are into it.
But like for me, like me I am so opposite. If I had a man, I would never be like, go out and do other girls. Like well, go like, for
it.
And then,
but
I would
like,
be
let's say if he told it to you, he's like, I'm gonna stay faithful and completely monogamous to you, babe. But I want you to go bang other dudes.
I can barely bang a dude one dude. Like I couldn't even. I feel like that's so much pressure. I'd be like, the way he gets turned on is me going and banging like a rando. Like that's so much pressure for me.
Well, I wonder. Some guys might. Would he want you to have like regulars, or does he want it? Does it have to be a rando?
We went over a bunch of this stuff, and I talked to him about it just because I was very curious.
Yeah,
you know, I'm learning, and he didn't mind if they were regulars, but eventually he would like one of my choice to come back for a threesome. That type
is it
of
bad
thing.
That I'm like, hey, that sounds awesome.
And here's his explanation for why this turned him on. He said he learned over the years to flip jealousy on its side. So instead of getting jealous, he would get naturally high off being jealous and twist it in a good way. And that's why he enjoyed it. It's really deep, and I don't know what went on in his childhood, but that's
kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, no, and he doesn't get jealous.
And he is an awesome guy, you know?
So what? Were you like not feeling it? Were you like, let's try it out, and then it didn't work? Or were you like, this is too much?
I have yet to go there, but we keep in touch all the time. And, you know, I'm new to this whole thing again.
You're
so
like, oh, it's so easy. I'll be your wingwoman if you need one.
Because it's a lot, especially if you're getting back into the dating scene.
That's like back baby steps. Into
but
it.
But there's porn with it where they'll act it out and it's obviously not real. They're not really married. But it'll be one guy who is kind of like the slave boy. Like, it's usually the husband. There's a really hot woman, and she has a husband, and she, like, makes fun of his junk size and all that, and she will bang somebody in front of him and sometimes on him. And we'll say stuff like, oh, yeah, he's satisfying me. He's doing this. And they like to feel humiliated. Some people like that vibe. Some people like it to feel strong and empowered, like, oh, yeah, you went and did this, but you're still mine. It's like a weird little thing inside the head. The big head.
That
goes on. It's like it releases probably some endorphins or something. It just makes them feel good and turns them on.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to explain. It's like people who like to get spanked or people who like to get tied up.
Choked or something. I had a friend who was dating this girl for a while and then wanted to see her get rammed by another dude. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But
I think it's fine.
Like, he would just be chilling watching his girl get... I mean... Whoa, do what you want. It's not hurting anyone. But like my mind hurts thinking about that because I'm so not that. I mean, I would like do a threesome or foursome or whatever if like I didn't. I mean, they were all homies and I didn't really care about them. You know,
But if you're emotionally involved with somebody
in a relationship
that's
with someone
for you,
that like breaks my heart even thinking about it. Like I would be like, no, you're supposed to be ramming me right now.
Right. I don't know. I'm finding that things I like and don't like have changed over time.
Yeah.
And so. I don't know.
You could really enjoy this, Cece.
I don't know.
Bobby, would it have to be like, would that be like, did you ever ask, is it going to be like a once a month thing?
I did. I asked
Or how
him.
Often? Like, it's like every time you have sex has to happen? Or
He told me that as long as it's fun for me as much as I want.
Okay.
But he didn't specify, like, there has to be a minimum or, you know.
Yeah.
I think that he would probably hint towards it, be like, oh, we need some fresh dirty talk or something. You should probably go out on a date. You know?
Give me your Tinder, girl. Let me swipe some men for you.
That'd actually be funny if he helped you swipe for men.
That's like so weird too. Is what if you actually go on the date and they're like, okay, well, what are you looking for? And you're like, well, I'm actually dating this other guy.
No, there's people that post that on their sites, on their Tinder sites. It's like, hey, yeah, we're looking for, you know, like we're a couple. Actually, I screenshotted one because the girl had like crazy eyes. And I thought it was hilarious. Like, you're not going
like,
to get any
I
action.
Want you.
It's like, but don't touch
it,
my man.
Was it mine?
Yeah, no. No, it was a couple though. It was a couple shot. And
they just want like a person to
they just
the
want
fun
somebody
in.
Yeah, it's like we're looking for another girl either for a relationship or just for banging, and they'll list out their rules because everyone like, and that's more often than not everyone has rules and they're pretty cool about it and like understanding like, okay, this is what we do like okay, kissing's fine, all this stuff, but you're gonna have to leave right away, or we have a separate room you could stay in, or we want you to be a part of a relationship. So it's wow, different for each person.
I wish I was that chill.
It takes time, I think, is what he told me. It didn't just happen overnight. But he also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I asked him one time, I go, well, if I did this, would you want to see a picture of this person? He goes, absolutely not. He goes, to me, they have no face. They're just random penises.
Yeah.
What?
And that's kind of like...
that are...
Yeah, oh, I can't do that one.
Sorry. That's just crazy. Oh, yep. You definitely have to keep us posted with this, please.
I will.
I'm like, is it weird that that's not weird to me?
Not at all.
Could you do it, though? Could you do it?
Oh, that part, yeah. Especially, like, I mean, it'd make it easier on my end because I know he's not going off getting other stuff. Like, I'm more or less worried, like, when you have anything open, it's like, what diseases are you bringing back? Because are you using a condom every single time?
And then are you ever afraid that, like, they, since they are hooking up with, like, they are going to find someone that they click with better?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you ever afraid of that in open relationships?
Yeah, like, and that's like the because worrisome I... thing, and that's why, like, if I were to do the open relationship, and I've thought about it, and I've been in pseudo ones, it wasn't like a full-on relationship, but we like cared about each other, but we were seeing other people, and it's like and that's when that's actually why the last situation thing I had, I broke it off with, and we're still friends. But it's just like, nope, I can't do that. It's like, I don't care where that thing goes and go anywhere. Just make sure it stays protected. But I know that you have feelings for someone else and I want out, because that's where my jealousy comes out.
Yeah, because that would screw me up is because, like, even if it's just a hookup, in a way, getting intimate is a very, like, personal thing. And, like, you can, like, turn it off, but it's still, like, and then if you, like, really vibe with the first person, too, and then it's like, oh, crikey, I actually like hanging out with you, and I like doing you, but I already have this other girl that, like, I'm kind of, like,
but not so to, I'm like, not to sound selfish, but I would like to see, like, I like that whole idea of the CC's situation she had with the dude, or not situation you had, but the situation the dude brought up.
Vicky's gonna go to dudes and be like, this is what I do.
I'm like, okay, if some guy said that to me, I'll be like, all right, I will consider this. Let's give it a shot.
And see, I kept talking to him because I was curious, but I just want to put this out. I did not do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the temptation was there because I'm like, hey, I'm single.
Oh, YOLO.
Like, hey, why not?
Yeah.
Have you and this guy done it at all? Like,
the new
hooked
one?
Up?
We did, yes.
Woo! The lawyer?
Yeah.
The one who wants you to go out and, like...
Yes.
Oh, you guys did hook up.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the one that you're currently hanging out with the two kids.
Oh, gosh. Is that who you're talking about? No.
No. We're talking about the
you sound like my boss, Jason. He's like, I quit trying to keep up.
It's okay. Sarah and I are kind of a hot mess, too, so...
Awesome.
Wait, so you did the lawyer. So was it good?
Yeah.
Okay, so you... So, now that makes it even, like... Because when you're, like, out on a date and you're like, I know you might suck, but I got goods back home.
No, he was the first one after a 3-year nothing.
And how was that? How was that, having sex after a long time?
Did that hurt?
First time, and the first time sober.
Whoa.
Like, ever?
I mean, well, I was basically drunk all the time, so yeah.
Were you like, oh, new world?
It was just, it's cool, yeah.
Wow, this feels awesome. Natural high.
I didn't do it for like almost all of last year. It was almost a year.
Well, you're also like...
Yeah, I was also crippled and like, I'm not trying to do it when I'm injured. That's just lie there and then I don't know. But it was like, whoa, okay, let me get my motion back. Oh, this is what it feels like again? Oh,
get my groove on.
Yeah. Okay, start twerking, Sarah. Start.
Can you twerk? Do you remember how to twerk?
Get back in shape.
That's like what I think about though sometimes. Yeah. Twerking helps.
So I did find this article from BuzzFeed.
Wait, can I just ask really, really quick?
Yes.
Did you ever do your police cop boyfriend in his uniform?
I never did him. No, I'm very, very picky, like, as far as, like...
Oh, who enters your...
Well, here's why.
Temple?
Yes. He was the kinkiest guy I've ever known. Like, he would send me, all of a sudden, randomly, he's on duty, and he would send me a picture of
his duties.
Yes! And I'm just like, and you're in public.
That'd be like, so funny if he, like, did it, like, next to his gun, too, and his tase. I don't know.
And I gotta tell you, I wasn't impressed with it. So I'm like, I'm not going there. I'm not going to waste my time.
Well, here's the thing.
Thumbs up emoji it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, here's the thing, like, I will say, though, I have been with what I, when you look at it, it's just like, there is no way in hell that's going to be fun.
No.
Just, I'm like, really, bro? Like, you could, like, grow, like, maybe, like, I don't know, do something to
grow.
Make it look.
Can grow. You grow a little?
Something.
Yeah.
But then, I don't know if it was just the specific shape of what they got going on, but when I, because I was drunk, it was a... Comic-Con last year.
No wonder why you're so excited this
went
year.
Home, went home and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is actually pretty fun. He was a little noisy and he kept talking. I was like, okay. You're a lot more vocal about it than
were,
I am. But
you were doing it at Comic-Con?
No, well, no, I picked him up. I saw him at Comic-Con and then thought he was cute. And then the next night I ran into him at a club. We're all dancing. It was like an after party for Comic-Con.
Okay.
We're all dancing and hanging out, having a good time. And then like we start dancing because everyone else is like, the party was dying out when I got there. And so I was still like, I'm in a dancing mood and everyone else is tired. I want to keep dancing. And so he was still dancing and yeah, ended up taking him home.
Nice.
So it was pretty funny.
You know, you can.
I know. It was
exactly.
Fun. Anyway, I had a good time. So, but I was just like, when I kind of saw what I was working with, I was like, huh, crap.
Yeah.
But it was a lucky, actually. He did a really good job.
Do you know what's the only good thing about that, though?
What?
Is if you're having oral negotiations, as my father likes to say, it makes you look like a champ.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wait. It is, like, especially if.
It's like, oh my God, you're so good at that. It's like, it's just because you're not making it difficult.
Yeah, especially if they don't know. Like, they don't even, I don't know how some guys don't know they're not packing, but some guys don't actually, so they think they're like normal or whatever. And they're like, wow, you're so good at that. And I'm like, legit, like a Q-tip is bigger than, you know what I mean? Like,
this is horrible. I'm so glad that we don't, as women, have to worry about that. Like, if our thing is okay. I mean, you know what I mean? Like size-wise.
I mean, like, the only thing we have to worry about
kind
is...
of.
Well, true.
Whoa!
Well,
my whole world got blown when I thought all of mine, everyone looked like mine. And then my friend was like, no, Google...
Sarah! Google certain words.
Google beef...
drapery.
Mind blown.
See, I knew those existed, but I remember I did a modeling thing once and girls were just walking around naked and I was like, I was changing in my little corner, like trying not to get in anyone's way. And all this one girl's just standing there. We're having conversations with everybody and like dudes and stuff that are going to be taking the pictures or directing it. She's just standing there like naked, just talking, not even getting dressed. And I'm like trying so hard, like, don't look down.
You're like, what? What is
that?
But
it wasn't like, I wasn't trying to offend her. I was just wanted to look
curious
because just like curious because mine does not look like that, so I was like,
there's some
like,
curtains,
but like, yeah, there were some curtains like while she was standing. I'm like,
pretty beefy
down.
Oh,
like, okay. I'm like, don't look. Okay,
yeah, it's like, okay,
I'm like trying so hard not to look.
Well, yeah, it's so like it was fascinating and I was like, whoa, why isn't it all just tucked up in there?
And there's women that have surgery on that. I saw it on the television once.
My friend who
labiaplasty,
who has one that's really like pretty or whatever, she said like if hers wasn't like that, she would get surgery.
Yeah. I know some people like,
but that sounds so painful.
Oh, my cousin just told me like so one of my I call her my sisters, when she had her son, you do tend to rip. So she ripped in a star, she said. But then I was talking to my cousin. I'm like, how bad was it when you give birth to Mia? And she said, oh, yeah, no, it pretty much ripped all. Like, all.
They sew that up, though, right?
Oh, no.
Then
and I asked her, I'm like, so how are you now? She's like, my husband says there's no difference, so I'll take his word for it. She's the only one that, like.
He wouldn't lie to her. I mean, he would lie to her about that. I mean, he would not be like, oh,
but
girl,
I mean, as long as he doesn't care,
like,
it don't
just
matter.
Got a baby.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't care.
But yeah, they sew up right then and there, which is good because I couldn't imagine like having a kid and then having to go in later.
Right. Well, no, how are they going to control the bleeding and there's risk of infections? Because sometimes you'll tear the back end too. And so that bacteria is not meant to go up north, if you will.
Yeah, my girl just had a baby, and she said the inside ripped. So she was like in kind of her like la-la, just had a kid, and then all she's seeing is them like sewing down there. And she said it was like really scary, but kind of cool.
Did they numb her up for that?
I think she had an epidural, so I think
she was still numb.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
That whole area.
Epidurals,
though,
I hear,
feeling.
Like, I've never had a baby, but I hear, like, because they inject a needle into your spine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, you're in that pain for, like, a long time after that.
Yeah.
I've never wanted children, you know, and I'm probably not going to anymore, but...
Do you still never want children?
I've just never had that motherly instinct. I always, like, stuffed animals growing up, but...
That's it.
Yeah, but I just never really think about that. Like, the women just walk around here and they've given childbirth. I'm just like, I want to praise you. I'm like, wow.
Like, or, like, the ones that you see walking around, like, a day or two later, you're like...
Or
I get a bad cramp and I don't want to get off the couch,
Vicky,
for half a day.
Exactly. That's what I mean.
Or the ones that are pregnant. Like, I think they should be treated like goddesses. Like,
right?
if I ever get pregnant and I have a legit human being growing inside,
like, a little
of me,
alien or
which
something.
Is the weirdest thing to think about. I think it's so trippy. I'll never get over how we reproduce.
Yeah.
But if I don't want to pick up my bag, you better pick up. I got a baby growing in me. Like,
right?
I'd be like, I'm picking up your bag.
You're making
you.
Like, all the guys out there that are, you know, your dad's hoping will sweep you away and get you out of the house. You're making it real hard for them to want to do that.
So, it's mind blowing to me.
I understand exactly what you mean.
Like, if I had a wife and she was carrying my kid, I would be like, yo, you got my kid in you. Like, whoa. I'm going to get you some pickles.
Get you whatever you want,
some
babe.
Chocolate milk.
Do you know why I like being around you ladies and working with you ladies? Is because we are all acquired tastes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is rare to
special.
Find
That's
with
what
women.
Yeah, we are the acquired tastes.
Yes.
Of awesomeness.
Right?
We're inappropriate. We're filthy. We're only sometimes ladylike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
maybe
that's
never.
Too much.
Yeah, we're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I think. But I did find this BuzzFeed article.
Oh,
it's
yes.
24 pics only a crazy girlfriend will find comfort in. And it kind of annoyed me.
We've all been crazy girlfriends.
I understand, like,
I have
some, like, you know, doing some, you have your moment of just, you're so frustrated, you're so angry, you say or do something, you text or whatever. But some of these, I was just like, I hope we're not saying that these things are okay.
What
like,
are
some
they?
Of these, like, okay. So let me go down. It's you always keep your craziness camouflaged during your early stages of your relationships. And there's a meme that's like Kim Kardashian sipping wine, just awkwardly like looking away.
No, like, dude, I'm crazy off
like,
the bat.
When you're on the first date and he says, it's nice to finally meet a girl who's not crazy. And you're like, huh?
And then I laugh and I'm like, huh, you don't know me.
Well, and there's so many different ways to be crazy, though. I mean, if you think about it, there's good, there's bad, there's...
Yeah.
I think they're kind of meaning like the, like, oh, who are you texting now? Or
oh, yeah. See, this guy I met...
Oh, like... unhealthy crazy.
Like this one where it's like you almost have a heart attack when he likes a photo of a girl that's not you.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Oh, I know some of those.
That's
but
insecurity.
Like, I went to like coffee with this dude or something and he... Like, jokingly was like, oh, you're, like, crazy. And I was like, I am crazy to where I will get drunk. I will smash my face into the ground. Like, I am that kind of crazy. But I'm not crazy to where, like, I'm
like
going to
be manipulative or controlling.
Yeah, or I'm going to be, like, thinking you're out doing something shady and, like, blowing up your phone. I'm not that kind of crazy. But
no.
So you're right. There are different levels of.
Mm-hmm. And I think this highlights a little bit more of the unhealthy ones. Like, for example, it's like, you know, when the guy likes a picture of a girl that's not you. It's like, it feels like, it's embarrassing to see your man in another girl's likes. It's like your blank sucking boyfriend and 120 people like this photo.
Your blank sucking.
I don't know, for me, like, I used to be really bad that way in my 20s.
Oh, you crazy, Cece,
I know, I was.
Ya?
And now I'm just like, if he wants to look, you know, I don't do it because I look all the time at other men, you know, and it's, I don't know, it doesn't bother me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's something when you get older, too.
Yeah.
Assuming the crazy didn't die, like, or has died out.
Well, and I think, like, if we're out in public, like, a guy one time was like, oh, dude, that girl's hella hot. Like, I'll look and see if the girl, and I will be like, yeah, she is hella hot. Or I'll be like, nah, we have different types. Like, to me, it's not,
see,
you're going to think other people are hot, and I'm going to think other people are hot, too.
And I, like, when it's a stranger in public, that doesn't bother me. But if you're my boyfriend and you say, oh, my good female friend that you're not really friends with, I think she's so hot.
That's a no-no.
Oh, you swore.
Swore.
That could have been, yeah, no, because then you're in, I mean, because then it's one of those, like, you gotta, like...
Like, now I'm, like, uncomfortable around her. But thank you for putting that in my head.
Yeah.
It's like, don't
what
say that.
Like,
you could say, oh, yeah, she's cute. That's fine. But if
yeah,
you say,
or like
I had a boyfriend who did say in those words. And I'm like, cool. I don't want to hang out with her. Like, she used to, like, she was my friend in middle school. And then, like, I started dating this guy, like, right out of high school. So I'm like, cool, I know her, yeah. He's like, oh, my God, she's so, you know, this and that. I'm like, okay.
Well, see, that's just lack of respect on his part. Yeah,
that's not a smart man.
Because one of my ex-boyfriends, I asked them who were my hottest friends. Like, I actually asked him.
I was going to say, yeah, and your head must have exploded.
He picked the two girls that I found the most least attractive in my friend group. And I'm like,
maybe he did that on purpose. Taste. Or he did that on purpose.
Maybe. And then, so I felt really hot. But then I just was like, you really find that attractive? I look like nothing like either of these.
Like Vicky said, he might have thought you were trying to trap him.
Dude, if he was smart enough to do that, I got to applaud him because that was the smartest thing he's ever done.
It's like another one on here is like when you try to keep your S together when someone else is texting him, it's like that face you give him when his phone is vibrating and it's not you texting him.
I have given that face before.
Do it right now. Let me see.
Who are you texting?
I like it.
And then you're like, oh, no, I don't really care.
It's like, but you always give them the benefit of the doubt. It's like, oh, there goes your little friend. You be flirting on Instagram. You're not going to talk to me? You're just going to be flirting on Instagram? And then you've mastered the novel of the length test. It's like, is something wrong? No. Okay. I just think it's funny. Dot, dot, dot. And then just a giant text. I had a thing with a guy where he was trying to like get back in my life. And I'm like, hey, can you do me a favor? Leave me alone. And then he write me a big long thing, like trying to apologize and do all this stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. Thanks. Leave me alone. Like, I just like, we switched genders for a second. When you've almost mastered figuring out his passcode lock.
No, don't do that. That's where you draw the line. The moment you think you have to like go into someone's phone or Facebook or any of that, do not be with that person. The trust is gone.
Like, or throwing a fit because he falls asleep before you and you're not even tired yet. Or holding a long day grudge on him because you had a dream of him cheating on you.
Those are so funny.
These are all not secure women.
No.
They're very insecure.
Or it's like when your guy tells you he's at home. I'm sure some of these are joking. When he tells you he's at home, so you drive by his house to double check that he's where he says he is.
Nope, I've had friends do that. Me too, Sarah. I've had girlfriends do that before.
Or check his like Find My Friends app. Like my roommates and
so
I have it.
So creepy.
It's like, no.
Yeah, to see if they're actually there. Mm.
But that's kind of like what annoyed me. It's like none of these are really of like I had to stop reading them because like this is not a healthy relationship. It's like I understand sometimes we're gonna get our crazy like get drunk and see I get real handsy and weird when I'm drunk or horny. It's like you're feeling me up, you're petting me like an animal. I just think you're so hot.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.
I want to be around Vicky when she's drunk.
I know. Oh, I get real grabby. I'll grab boobies. I'll grab butts.
Nice.
She'll grab your face and make out with you.
What? Have I done that with you?
Yes!
Did we make out?
No, we just kissed. We didn't make out. We just kissed.
Oh.
That's different.
Maybe that was someone different.
Oh, no. We did that here at the studio once. She's like, I haven't been kissed in forever. And like, I turned around, I grabbed her and I kissed her. She's like, oh! Like, it's like, I wanted to catch her off guard. Off guard. It was so cute.
I saw a post about that, maybe. Yeah. I did.
And then Danny's like, I want a picture. I want a video. I'm like, no.
Sorry.
I want to be on the morning show.
Just coming out. Just like, I'm going to kiss it away. Okay, here you go, Sarah.
Aww.
I got you, girl. But we're nearing up to an hour here. But
oh my God, time goes by fast.
I know.
So we talked about sexy time. I know. We did answer the whole friends with benefits. I think a good situation is try not to do the online dating if that's what you're doing there, Moose.
Yes, go to the girl.
If you see a cute girl
in the supermarket, be like, hey.
Oh, if you like books, I've seen this on posts all around, and I want somebody to actually do it. It says, guys go up to girls and buy them drinks at the bar. Why don't, if you're at a bookstore, and you see a girl, offer to buy her book?
Aww. Do you know what I do kind of wish, though? Like, but I don't wish, but it'd be really helpful if we had, like, a sign above our head. You know that
or
movie?
Or a bracelet?
That, like, yeah, or a bracelet that says, like, are you taken? Are you single? Are you mingling?
Well, I mean, they have wedding rings too. But yeah,
but that's the only thing is a wedding ring.
Yeah, but there's called stoplight parties where if you wear a red shirt or if you wear red you are taken. If you are yellow, that means you're open. If you're green, it's like I'm single, ready to mingle.
I feel like those parties, like the green though, like you'd get like all the creepers, so much sausage, like whoo. She's wearing a gray shirt. Let's get her, boys.
Well, let's just do the single parties. Let's just get parties of single peoples and just try to... I've learned a couple of new drinking games.
Ooh.
One's called Piccolo. It's an app.
Piccolo?
Piccolo. So you put your names in there. You don't have to drink if you don't want to. It's just fun to see what happens.
Yeah.
you put everyone's name who's playing, and then you pass the phone around. And they'll say something like, all right, Sarah has to continuously talk in an Irish accent. Oh, and you can't stop until the game tells you to stop. So, and if you do, you have to drink if you do mess up. Or another one, it's like, oh, someone's the captain. Whenever they clap, everyone has to clap. And whoever's the last one to clap has to take a drink. And it's just like, it's new rules as it gets passed around. Or you have to do a game like, okay, name Lord of the Rings characters. And you start with you and you have to go around and whoever fails.
It's kind of like King's Cup, but like,
through a phone. Yeah, it's a little I think it's a lot more fun. Less of a mess with the cards and such.
I think anything that we can do organically with each other, that like that, but you know what I mean? Like to meet new people.
Yeah.
it's awesome.
Yeah.
I know. And we talked about the outdoor sex. Tell us your crazy outdoor sex stories. Like what happened? Like I had sex in a lake once. I forgot about that one. How I did not get anything bad going on down there surprises me. I'm very surprised.
Seaweed and the fish and stuff.
It was a lake. There was some seaweed.
There is seaweed. Like,
I forgot. But like where we were, it was like on the docks. So it was under the dock. And so he held on to the wooden part because there was like underneath, there was like an, like where you can pull yourself up, but it was hidden underneath. So he held on to that. And then I held on to basically straddled.
All the guys have to do the hard job.
But it was water, so there was it wasn't anything. He was just holding him for stability. It wasn't for weight, because the water kind of did everything for you. Like it
motion of the lake.
What if you get like little fish and stuff in there? Would that freak you out?
I found like all the stuff from like the Little Mermaid. I found her little treasure chest and the painting.
The moment a dead fish would like just swim by
her dead body.
I would never do it again, but I could say I did.
Not a girl.
I'm too much of a, not a wuss. I'm just so paranoid that I'll get caught. And I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah, that's, like, I feel like back in the day it used to be so, like even freeing and, like, no matter, it doesn't matter. Like, it's just sex now. But, like, people 18, actually take that really seriously
it's
sometimes.
Like, if you're doing it somewhere, you're not supposed to, or near anywhere possibly children could be, that could totally screw up your life. So, I'll just stick to my room. And when the roommates are gone, the couch.
No, I'm still so into it, though. Anytime I go on a hike, I'm like, I totally want to bang up here.
It's so pretty.
Actually, the last time I did do it outdoors was last year.
On a hike?
Yeah, I think I went on like on a little like walk and stuff, and we found a little spot.
This bitch just said she sticks it to her bed and the couch, and she's like, wait a second, I know it outside.
Well, that was, again, because it was the only thing we got at the time, so it's like, why not?
Fair enough.
Anywho.
I have a selective memory, too. Yeah. It's like little things will pop up.
But like in my head, like I tell myself I don't plan on it, but we'll see. I don't know.
It's more fun when it's not planned.
Oh, definitely.
Right. That's kind of how this was,
We're just like in the supermarket and you're like, this looks like a good place to bone. Never mind. I've never done the supermarket, but I want to now.
Your brother works. You just go in the back on top of all the deli meats.
I'm like, go get some Hershey syrup real quick.
With the deli meats. Today is a National Deli Meat Day or something. No, it was a Cold Cuts Day.
It's fun unless you're not prepared, like you haven't shaved.
Dude, I will not have sex with someone or let them do anything if I have not shaved.
Yeah.
Like, especially the first time, like the second, whatever, like if we've done it a lot, like, but no, I won't. I got to get clean. I would bring a razor. I'll be right back.
Oh, that's so funny.
Go to the supermarket. Let me get the razor.
I'm the same way, Sarah.
Because, like, I just let them do whatever they want.
I mean, like, I shave almost every day, but, like, there was one time where, like, I wasn't expecting it and it happened all last second. Like, we were just getting real, like super anxious, just texting each other. We're just like,
we gotta do this. Yeah.
And he was far away. And so it was one of those, like, he's like, I have to be back for A, B, and C at this time. So if I leave right now, we have an hour, then I have to leave right after and then come back and, you know, get stuck in traffic. And I'm sitting there like, okay, he had a chiropractor appointment or something. And I'm like, well, I'm in the middle of this. I won't be getting off and like getting off what I'm doing here for like another hour. So I'm not gonna have time. And I just made up some BS excuse and just ran out. I'm like, oh, I guess, you know, my roommate was supposed to be there for the plumber. And he's like, I'm not going to be there. I got to go.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah. I left and ran and
Didn't say sorry about this.
It's like, sorry.
Forest down here.
But like I told Icon, he's like, shut up. And like, we just like went at it. It was so great. I'm like, I'm sorry. I didn't shave. I didn't prepare. I didn't know we were doing this. He's like, shut up. Let's just do this. It was fun.
I feel like in that case, like guys wouldn't like, because it's like such a window to, like, you know.
I mean, it wasn't like a forest or anything. It was just a little more than I'm used to.
Yeah.
It was just a little forest.
A little forest. It was like a little brush.
Just a little bit.
It's fine.
Like a lawn that hadn't been cut in a week and a half. Not mine. Like, yeah. You know how lawn, you know, because lawns grow slower.
You seriously keep that up every day, though?
Yeah.
That's impressive. I know. She came in here and I was like, telling all the guys, like, girls don't shave their legs in the wintertime. And then I come in here and I'm like, Vicky, when's the last time you shaved your legs?
Like, this
see?
Morning?
And she's like, this morning. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
You're not a true woman.
Well, see, I don't shave all my leg. I shave, like, from ankle to knee.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, the main part. But, like, yeah, what are you guys wearing, like, capris?
No, but I love, like, laying in bed and how soft my legs are.
Well, no. See, I usually wear, like, longer dresses that go down to here. You know what I mean? Like, past my knee. Uh-huh. And so it's, like, if I wear, like, fishnets.
Matter.
Yeah, it's, like.
It doesn't matter even with fishnets, though.
Well, because hair will seep out through the.
Oh, yeah. See, my thigh hair grows pretty slow, and it's blonde for some reason.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, I have, like, weird body hair colors. Like, I'll have, like, one gray hair that comes out of my eyebrow sometimes. But I have blonde arm hair. For being Mexican, I have blonde arm hair. I have blonde thigh hair and then blonde peach fuzz everywhere. But then I have, you know, dark calf and like shin hair, dark underarms. I do have blonde mustache. My mustache is blonde, so
dark.
I do wax that. That too.
I had to mention it.
I was going to say, dark downstairs.
You're a calico kitty.
I'm a calico kitty. My hair changes colors when I don't dye it. So, Sarah. Yes, I don't. My thigh hair will grow out, and then I won't notice it until I shave. I'm like, holy crap, that was a lot of hair.
Or like the back of your thigh when you shave. You're like, oh.
Once I didn't notice until like I was like laying out getting some sun at my parents' house when I still lived there.
Ooh, the sun's the worst.
And then I took a picture. I took some really cute selfies into my bikini, and I'm like, oh my God, the hair is glistening. I think I still have the picture somewhere. It was just like, oh, you can definitely see this. I need to shave this.
Where did that come from?
Oh, sometimes in yoga, I do like, we do weird positions where you see like your thighs.
And then
I just like, I'm looking and I'm like, what? Wow.
That's,
like,
I missed.
What? Yeah. I missed, or I've never shaved that area before. And then I always forget until I'm in that position again. And I'm like,
dang it.
Should really do something about this.
I mean, it's the sexiest part of the back of your knees.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You get turned on by that?
Oh, yeah, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Shaved or unshaved?
Either. Don't matter. It totally matters, Sarah. You should probably keep it up, though. Others won't appreciate it.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. Baby.
Well, thank you, Cece, for joining us. We hope to have you in again.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys.
Anytime.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.